I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf's Daf and Practice series. There's a fellow I know who's a doctor, and he shared with me an interesting dilemma that he recently had to deal with, and that he works in a hospital, he's part of a rotation, and typically is able to avoid having to work on Shabbos. But there was one Shabbos in which the shift fell out that he would have to go into the hospital on Shabbos. Now, he was a type of a doctor that the care that he was providing was saving people's lives, and therefore, in terms of Chilul Shabbos, there certainly was a Pikuach Nefesh dimension in what he was doing, and he would be able to be Mechal Shabbos in order to work in the hospital. But there was an interesting question that he asked, in that, is he able to stay at home on Friday in order to have the Suda Shabbos with his family, in order to observe Oneg Shabbos, in order to enjoy Shabbos, until the morning came when he would have to go to the hospital, or perhaps he would have to stay in a hotel nearby the hospital, or stay in the hospital overnight, so that as to avoid having to be Mechal Shabbos in order to get to do his job. So the Gemara in today's Daf, Erev and Daf Samach Zayin, discusses hot water that's spilled at the bottom of Samach Zayin and Mabez. The Gemara discusses Ahu Yenuka, the Yishtapech Chamime, his hot water spilled. Rashi explains we're talking about hot water in which they would rinse, they would wash a baby before a bris milah. And Tosfos points out, because if we're talking about after the bris milah, we're certainly in a situation of pikuach nefesh, and of course you'd be allowed to bring water. There wouldn't be any problem of carrying outside on Shabbos. And matters of pikuach nefesh, obviously, as we all know, we don't take in consideration chilul Shabbos. But there's actually an interesting machlokas rishonim between the Baal HaMaor and the Ramban, which the Ran quotes in Shabbos, in Perek Reb Lezer de Mila, in that, let's say, we're not talking about the water before Mila, we're talking about the water after Bris Mila. And let's say you had the water enough for before, but you don't have water for afterward. Are you allowed to perform the Bris Mila? Are you allowed to put yourself in a position in which it's going to be inevitable you would have to be Mechal Shabbos? You don't have water for after the Bris. Are you allowed to perform the Bris and thereby be required to heat up water or to carry water in order to wash the baby? It's an interesting machlokas, but everyone agrees, as the Chassam Sofer writes explicitly, that if you're aware of this coming predicament, you would have to prepare as much as you can before Shabbos. Of course, you're supposed to make sure that you have enough hot water before Shabbos. All these discussions are when the water spilled, but of course you're supposed to prepare before Shabbos. Therefore, similar in this case to the doctor, perhaps you would have to make sure that you prepare before Shabbos. Of course, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to drive to the hospital or to take a taxi to the hospital on Shabbos. But wouldn't you have to prepare in advance in order to avoid that eventual Chilul Shabbos? The truth is, that's what Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in a Tshuva Negus Moshe in Arachayim Chilik Al Simen Kuflam and Aleph. Rav Moshe writes, addressing basically this exact case, he says, someone, a doctor who knows that on Shabbos he would have to be Mechal Shabbos, you have to do whatever you can do in order to avoid that. And he says you would have to even pay money in order to stay in a hotel near the hospital to avoid Chilul Shabbos. However, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa quotes of Shlomo Zalman, and Shlomo Zalman argued. Shlomo Zalman said that for the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, in order to avoid the inconvenience of having to stay in the hospital away from your family, stay in a hospital is never too much fun, having to stay overnight in a hospital. In order to avoid that lacking of Oneg Shabbos, it would be permissible to stay at home and only drive to the hospital or take a taxi to the hospital, which obviously would minimize the chilul. Amir la'akam is obviously less than the melacha d'oraisa of driving. It would be permissible to stay home and then eventually take the taxi to the hospital or the Uber on Shabbos. But obviously you should do whatever you can before Shabbos. You're able to schedule the Uber to pick you up, so you don't need to use your phone on Shabbos. Minimize whatever you're able to do. But it's interesting that even Rav Shlomo Zalman, who was lenient on this matter, is quoted as saying, that's only if this is a consistent situation. But if this is a one-time thing, then it really would be best to just stay in the hospital overnight. And therefore, in this fellow's situation, really was a one-time thing. It wasn't a consistent predicament that he was faced with. He was usually able to avoid it. It seems that many poskim would recommend that he stay in the hospital. I'm not sure it would be a chiyuv, whether he would be required to do so, but that seems to be what Rav Shlomo Zalman would recommend. Now, broadly, is there a hachra, is there a consensus among the poskim to adopt the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman or Rav Moshe? I'm not certain. I spoke to Rav Shmuel first from Chicago, and he said that he tells doctors that they may stay home. They're not required to abide by the psak of Rav Moshe. There is what to rely on. But as in all matters, everyone should consult their own Rav, their own Rabbi, their own Posek.